We are now on record. Okay, we have to speak quickly because I think we're down to 20% here already.
Okay.
You can lock this
screen. We are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm into the story. Last year we spent a fair amount of time discussing Zionism, the good, the bad, and the ugly, different opinions people had, and I think at the end of the day, I thought we said that the majority of the opinion is that there were people on the fringes who think that the state of Israel is bad news for the Jews. We think that's not a majority opinion. On the other hand, the idea that people that are convinced that the state of Israel is undoubtedly the beginning of the Messianic era, that also probably is not the majority. Rather, the comfortable center that we're usually comfortable with is the idea that Israel is definitely a good thing. And is it the beginning of the Messianic era or not? Time will tell. That being said, this year we're going to focus a little bit on the questions of, okay, practically what does that mean to us? In terms of the major focuses on the three holidays that have been introduced since the establishment of the State of Israel. And those are Yom HaTzimut, Yom Yerushalayim, and Yom HaShoah. Yom HaZikaron is part of the... Right. So we'll give you 3.5. So the question is, how do we, given our ideas, how do we react to it, etc.? Yom HaTzimut will, of course, be the first one we do, since chronologically it's the first of the holidays. It was introduced before Yom Yerushalayim, goes without saying, but also it did beat Yom HaShoah by a few years. And also we'll begin the discussion this week by discussing the idea of, can we add to the Jewish calendar, even assuming that this is a wonderful thing that happened, do we have a right to add to the Jewish calendar? Question number one. And question number two, which we will spend the next few weeks on, is, well, okay, we added to the calendar, but then what? In terms of Hallel, in terms of Sfira, in terms of what a Tefillah Chagigit, what do people say about these various questions? We start off with the actual proclamation of the Rabbanut HaRashit. It comes in Ches Nisan Tav Shin Tes, 1949. And it's interesting because the letter does not actually start the holiday, but it clarifies that it seems that on its own, Yom HaTzimut had started. And this was before the first anniversary of Hey Iyar. This is Nisan, it comes before Iyar. And the question is, how should we react to it? So this letter was sent by the chief rabbis, Rav Herzog, Rav Uziel, L'chavei mo'etzas harabanut ha-rashit ha-morcheves me-mechtav, T'yach achar gimel shuris v'yom pirsum ha-chotet ha-mem shara regabi kviyas ha-yom chad. So this is being sent out 3 weeks after the Knesset announces that we're going to have Yom HaTzimut. And with that, a fair amount of questions came into the Rabbanut. What do we do on this Yom HaAtzmaut? Right? Obviously, you have to have fireworks on Yom HaAtzmaut. You have to have mangal. You have to have an air show. These are, of course, the Hergel Yavor. But beyond that, what else should we be doing about this? So, this is the first paragraph is introduction. Second paragraph, the Rabbanut comes up in strong support. He says, God saved our lives by giving us this land of Israel that we were able to declare independence there. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us to accept for now and for generations to come a holiday on this day, the day of independence of the state of Israel, who Yom Hei Be'iyar shebechol shana bechol simcha shel aschalta degula kol Yisrael. Again, at this time, the thoughts are very positive. This is the beginning of the Messianic era. It goes without saying, this has to be celebrated. Yom shebo nasa hanesa gadol hazeh michlal min hagi ha'avelu shel yemei Sfiras Omer. They say clearly, the Rabbanut, that sphira will not be applicable on this day. Imatan horos with tefilas hodayev drishus me'ena ma'arav bebate knesios betefilas mincha. And also, it says that what we should be doing is that there should be an addition to the davening. Again, not clear what that addition would be. And of course, people should speak in shul about it. That is what they call for. So just to give you a historical idea, first came the Knesset. The Knesset came out and they said, we're going to have Yom HaAtzmaut. And then the Rabbanut followed off being supportive of the Yom HaAtzmaut. And they said, in fact, that is an appropriate thing to do. We think that it, in fact, trumps Sfira. And, in fact, there are other things you should do as well. This idea that the Rabbanut set forth, that when a miracle happens to Klal Yisrael, it is appropriate for us to have a holiday, that is not a new idea. It goes back at least until the time of the She'iltos. The She'iltos is Rav Achagon. He lived in the first millennia of the Common Era, in the time of the Gaonim. We have surprisingly little written from the time of the Gaonim. Obviously, we have much, much more from the time of the Rishonim and beyond. But one of the few things we do have is the She'iltos, which is broken up by Parshas. It's written in Aramaic. He said, "Mechayven the basis of aduye reshvuche kamesh maya beidne de merachish lehunisa." Translation. There is an obligation on the house of Israel, la'aduye, to give hodah, to give thanks, l'shabuche, to give shevach, to Hashem, when a miracle happens. D'ksiv ha'lus Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol umim, ki gavar alinu chazdo. That's Hebrew. At mishim de gavar alinu chazdo, ha'lus Hashem kol goyim? Wait a second, because Hashem did a miracle to us, but the puzzle doesn't make sense. That all of the non-Jews should cry out to Hashem because God does miracles for us. Usually they're on the short end of those miracles. Ela hachikam ha'was Hashem kol goyim mad avid imchon v'kol shekein anan de'gavar aleinu chazdo. They should be grateful for what Hashem does for them, and how much more so we should be. Chad mati duchter des rachis rochon nisa kegon ma'avaras hayam. All the miracles that happened to us when we crossed over the Jordan, when we crossed over the Nile, the Yam Suf, right? Avne Algabish Rebeis Charon veAvish Zark Ogmel Chaboshim leMoshe veEvan Shiyashav Alehem Moshe B'Shar Belchamas Amalek. All of these things which represent miracles that happened to us, the Eishas Lot veChomos Yericho Shenivlu B'Mekomam. The walls of Jericho, which came tumbling down. All of these things are miracles that happened on our behalf. When a person sees that, they should be grateful. Whenever there is a miracle, and even years later, when we see that miracle, we should go and we should praise God. So clearly, the independence of the state of Israel, especially after the Holocaust, especially after the two millennia, nearly, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, this, right, and of course, the miracle of the fact that we made it through the Milchemes HaShichrur, where we were greatly outnumbered, these are all miracles that, in fact, are miracles that are worthy of a day of celebration, a day of showing hodah, of appreciation for that, what God has done for us. So that is the idea that the Rabbanut set forward. That is why they supported the idea of the Knesset to introduce Yom HaAtzmaut. However, Yom HaAtzmaut comes with issues. In Parshas Veschanan, the Pasuk says, Lo sifa al davar asher anochi matzaveh eschem, lo sigru mimenu. That's to the famous Isra Bal Tosif. You're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. You're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. You're not allowed to take away from the mitzvahs. I understand. I can't take away. Why can't I add? There's a concept of Kol HaMosif Goreya. That by making more, than Hashem says to do this. You shouldn't do less of what Hashem says. You shouldn't do more than what Hashem says. What is the definition of more than what Hashem says?
Chamesh meaning, Arba meaning.
So Rashi says, like Dr. Jacobs, It says lo so sifu. I'm surprised you didn't pick the other. Oh, it's the other way around. Kagon chamish parshias betfilin chamish min berulav chamish tzitzios v'chein lo sigro. What it means is as follows. When it says that you're supposed to shake the lulav, the way you're supposed to shake the lulav, you're supposed to have a lulav and esrog and hadassim aroros. Let's say I say, you know what? I'd like to add the columbine. The columbine is the official flower of the great state of Colorado. I think it would be a great way that we should throw the columbine as well. It would really go well with the whole thing. Or maybe there's another thing that grows in Colorado that people want to add because they think that it represents something or another. Right? So it would... Right?
Black bears. Big bears.
That's what I was thinking exactly. He read my mind, Mark. Right? Because sometimes people go and eat black bear brownies. That's what I was thinking of. Big black bear brownies.
Can so, you smoke black bear?
So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says what we're talking about now is what? Adding to a mitzvah. It's not that you're adding a mitzvah. It's not that I say that there are certain mitzvahs that you have to do. And one of the mitzvahs, I like to add number 614. It is a mitzvah to give money to the UJA. Is that Baal Tosef?
It's an appreciation thing, right? It's not a mitzvah. It's something you want to do, appreciate. You
so let's let's put the UJA aside for a second. And
you
I think
appreciate a rose with your other meaning.
Right?
Does that mean
it's appreciate? No, again, it's a mitzvah to eat bagels and lox, and on Sunday morning. So you tell me, it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah here. Right? But let's say where it doesn't come with this year. Would that be Baal Tosef? A mitzvah to eat bagels and lox. I'm making a bracha. It's not a brichas hananin.
No,
it's a brichas mitzvah I'm making, not a brichas. Right? So from Rashi, you know, it's maybe silliness. Maybe a bracha vatol if I was kovei a bracha on this. But is it Baal Tosef? Rashi seems to be saying no. It's only if I add to within a mitzvah. We'll get to Megillas Tainus, right? So that's what Rashi, the Ramban expands on this, right? So the Ramban, same pasuk, Ramban al Torah, lo so sifu kagon chamesh parshas betfilin chamesh minim berurav chamesh tzitzios achena lo sigru loshen Rashi. Quotes Rashi, the kachom b'sifrei. Rashi didn't make this up himself. It's a medrash from the Sifrei. Ramban says, I disagree. I think even if you add a new mitzvah, if you add number 614, that also is. What's the example he gives? Like if you go and you add another holiday to the calendar.
What about Hanukkah Purim?
Isido. So the Ramban says, adding to the to that that's over belav, that's an iser to add a holiday. What's the case of Yeravam? So who is Yeravam? We should at least know that.
The king's kingdom.
Right. So Yeravam was the fellow who split the kingdom. Right. So after Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo's son Rechavam is supposed to take over, but Rechavam doesn't make the right move, so therefore there's a split, and Rechavim just gets Yehuda, he gets the southern kingdom, but Yisrael, the 10 tribes, go with his fellow Yeravam. Yeravam, who was a great tzaddik at the very beginning, but got over it very quickly. In fact,
recovered.
Right. He realized from the get-go that this is going to be a problem. Because, yeah, he's got the majority of the land, but Rechavim's got Yerushalayim, he's got the Beis HaMikdash. And 3 times a year, everybody's going to have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to sit down unless not just any melech, but the melech from Beis David. So they was going to walk in, and Yeravim's going to be standing there with the rest of the crowd, and Rechavim's going to sit down, and politically this is going to be a disaster. People will get, wait a second. Will the real king please sit down? Right, in this case. So because of that, he decided, okay, we're going to avoid this problem by doing two things. One is he opens up a breakaway Beis HaMikdash, two of them, one on the top and one on the bottom. And the second thing he does is he introduces a new holiday. Instead of having the holidays of the Chol Shigalim, he announces that the real holiday is the 15th day of Cheshvan. That was his new holiday. So the Ramban says, that's Baal Tosef. He on his own came up with this idea, oh, we're going to go have ourselves a new holiday. So that, the Ramban says, that's Baal Tosef. Whenever you add a holiday, how do I know this? V'kach Amru, Linyan Mikra Megillah. Ah. Me'yev Eshronim Nevi'im Amdu Lehem LeYisrael. Everyone agrees that, by the way, that's a misprint. I put it in because it's in every Ramban, but I point out to you that as every footnote points out, it's wrong. Because the Gemara says that there were actually how many? There's only 48, not 180. Where did 180 come from? So probably the assumption is, the Maris Chayas says this, that Meya, what they put down as Meya was probably Mem. Right? So Mem Ches became Meya Shmonim. Nevi'im, but really it's 48. Andalam Yisrov lo pachsu v'lo sifo amasher kosim b'torah afilu os achas. Nobody from all the Nevi'im ever added or subtracted anything from the Torah. Chutz mi mikra megillah. The exception being mikra megillah. And the Gemara then discusses why, in fact, we're allowed to do mikra megillah, why it isn't Baal Tosef. But the Ramban says, you see from there, were it not for the fact that they had some tradition which allowed Purim in, Purim would have been a violation of the Torah. We'll get to Hanukkah. It was kind of obvious. It was Yerushalmi, Shmonim v'chamisha zekeinim mehem kama nevi'im hayu mitztarim al hadavar. Amru kasav eila mitzvah asher tiva Hashem es Moshe eila mitzvah shestavu lebmi pi Moshe. Kach amar one Moshe vein navi acher asav l'chai dover rechem. So what does he say in the Yerushalmi? He says, once Moshe closed the book on the Torah, there's nothing to add. U'mordechai ve'esther rotsu b'chadish manu dover. V'ozozum misham nosim v'nosim b'dover asher heyer akash baruch le'ineim. So they went and they had to fight over this until finally they were able to see that there's a way to do this. So as we'll see that there are certain things they're allowed to do, but what they're allowed to do is specifically siyogim l'Torah, right? So you look at what are outside of Hanukkah and Purim. Most derabbanans are issa derabbanans. It's rare that you're going to find aseis the derabbanans.
But whoever created
what?
No.
So again, brachas in general would be the one that was. It's probably the biggest one out there. What they do, but all of these are extensions of previous daraisas. The idea of benching was always daraisa, so you can add to it, right? The idea of covered Shabbos and owned Shabbos, that's the Raisa, so you can implement within that. So it's not that they're adding a mitzvah in that case, they're just applying it.
There was never a yontiv added that has kedushas, yontiv. So nobody ever presumed, so I'm going to add a yontiv, you know, where there's Issa Melacha and this, but you can cook and you can. Purim is not that kind of yontif. And
Hanukkah
is not that kind of yontif. It's a celebration.
Didn't see that one coming. We'll get back to you on that, Ted.
Yontif Sheni.
Where's Ted? So what you're saying, which is interesting, which there are people who try to say, is, wait a second, when it says you can't add a yontif, this isn't a yontif. Right, like it's Yom HaSmus, so there's no alternate side of the street parking. Now that's you know, right? That take the boy out of New York. But you're saying, what's the practical thing? On the other hand, the raya that the Ramban is using is showing that he doesn't agree with you, because he's saying, look at Purim. Were it not for the fact that they had a special drasha by Purim, that would have been a violation. And Purim has no Isser Malacha.
Right, I don't understand that. It's not Yom Tov the way we think of Yom Tov.
Right, so he seems he's saying that even...
No. And when Yeravim opened up another Beis HaMikdash, what kind of Yom Tov did he make?
So it's a little unclear. It would seem to have been a breakaway sukkah he was making. The fact that he picked the 15th of Cheshvan, it probably was just a month later than the 15th of Tishrei. Right? That's probably...
See, that is a Baal Tosef. He's actually adding a Yom Tov like Yom Tov. But this is a celebration, it's like.
So you're arguing...
Thanksgiving Day. Baal Tosef on Thanksgiving. Because you ate turkey.
Right. So you're saying the Yom Tov that's like Yom Tov, that's a problem, but a Yom Tov that's not like Yom Tov.
Right.
Right. The problem is that the whole raya from the Ramban is from
the
Purim.
Right. Ramban makes it seem like the Purim.
Right.
The first opinion brings it down to try to distinguish that it's between the spiritual, meaning when the...
First opinion of what?
You lost number one. Sorry. The number Knesset. One. When the Knesset established it, then it was much more just a day of celebration. And then the Rabbanim put in more of a spiritual aspect to it by...
So you support the Knesset, but you're against the Rabbanim?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's what you said in the... That's what you said in the first opinion, right?
Right.
So it... From the spiritual aspect, I don't see what would be wrong with spiritually celebrating as long as it doesn't take on it a physical Baal Tosef or a Yom Tov of some sort. So it's a spiritual celebration, but it doesn't... Like Alex is saying, it's not taking on any...
Well, again, what's the difference between Yom Ha'atzmaut and Purim?
Say hello to Yom Ha'atzmaut.
There you go.
Going the wrong direction.
I remember most of Yom Ha'atzmaut. another major difference.
I don't know. What if, something great happens to me, whoever you're after, that I say hello?
All right, so we'll discuss that. That's good. Jenny finally graduated. Wonders and wonders, miracles, miracles.
Ramban specifically points to reading the Megillah. So he's pointing not just, he says that it's about Mikra Megillah. That was the one was.
He says,
Chutzman, he said, Leinian Mikra Megillah.
That's what the Gemara, said.
Saying,
right. The Rishalmi didn't say that.
The Rishalmi is not clear what they're talking about Mikra Megillah or Purim as a day, calendar. Now, so you said the Ramban, I'm not sure this Gemara is necessarily saying that you couldn't make Purim as a day to remember, but when they add a specific act, you need the holiday. But the Ramban doesn't talk about it. The Ramban says, he says, Lefi da'iti afilu bodo lasot mitzvah b'fnei aspa kagon she'osa chag b'chodesh b'adam eribo.
Right,
presumably
Yeravam
said also bring
korbanos
and stuff on that holiday.
I don't know. There's assumptions here. Right, but the Ramban kind of says, you can't add a holiday. Now, again, what's the definition of a holiday?
Well, I think the question is a holiday just a date on the calendar, or is a holiday that also has some particular activity associated with it?
Like drinking?
Which would differentiate Purim from the Yom Ha'atzmaut technically?
Mangal.
Well, then mangal, fine.
Then
mangal.
You don't want mangal. If anyone's missing...
You mean veggie very mock on that one.
Yeah, mangal, by the way, means barbecue.
That's a
siang.
It's a tell the
buster.
That's what
he said. That's a general. Right, so that's the first issue you have to deal with is this Ramban. And the Ramban, out of all the things to pick, right, he could have said, that you want to make up a different mitzvah. Think about it, right? Think about what your mitzvahs could have been. He picks out to add a date to the calendar, and the reason he does it because that's his raya. His raya is that the Gemara seems to indicate that were it not for some outside reason, the establishment of Purim would have been Baal Tosef. That's his reason.
What about
no, they're not their abundance. Right. Right. Divrei Kabbalah. That's a whole different ballgame. So, obviously you have to deal with that. Among the ways, I quote from here, Rav Goren, in the Torah journal Sinai, responds to this. And responds as follows. Yesh bo mishim bal tosef al moed Hashem shehu negeb psak halacha. L'chein yesh lomer shegam haramban moda l'rashi shekol shenikra yom tov ketakonas chachomim b'halo v'hodol Hashem al nifloosov. She'ein bo mishum bal tosef shedino kedin kol takonas chachomim achiros ra'aso siyago Torah. Dein chos siyago Torah yos ma'asher zechira nisei Hashem. So he says as follows. There is a halacha. The halacha is, if a God does you something right, you have to have appreciation for it. You have to show. Right? Therefore, it's within the Chachamim's power to be koveya that. Right? What do Chachamim do? Chachamim are also siyago Torah. They, in general, will make takanas to encourage us to make sure that we keep the daraisas better. Right? I'm not allowed to write on Shabbos. So the Chacham will tell you, don't pick up a pencil. If you don't pick up a pencil, you're not going to write. That's in general what they do siyag, right? You're not allowed to have milk and meat together. Well, chicken's a lot like meat. So therefore, the Chacham will tell you, don't eat chicken and milk together because that'll keep you away from eating milk and meat together. You're not going to get confused about it. But the Chacham's job is to make sure that we're keeping the Torah and mitzvahs in the proper way. So therefore, Rav Goren says that, yeah, to make up a yontif for no reason whatsoever, that's a problem. But the Ramban would agree that here we have an obligation to celebrate. So the Chachamim are just going instituting something to make sure we celebrate. There's nothing wrong with that. Because again, there's already a pre-existent d'oraisa requirement. What? So that's an excellent question. Why wouldn't this answer have worked by Purim?
And for Megillah.
What?
An actual thing that's not to help.
Right. But yeah, the issue with Megillah really is less the mitzvah, more getting it into the canon. Right? The Megillah is part of the Sifrei Tanakh. Right? So the question, what gave them a right to add to the Tanakh? In general, we don't support people adding to the Testament. That usually doesn't turn out good. The fact that they got the Megillah in, that's an exception. Yes.
Now, what power does that? Is he saying that that has the power of the Rabbanah? It's like a siyag.
Yeah.
Rabbanah nowadays, they can make a Rabbanah.
They can make a takana. What does that mean if you don't follow it? Well, you get Malkus Mardus. You don't get Malkus Mardus and regular Drabbanans nowadays. So, you know, it's unclear how you categorize it, but the idea is that it's an appropriate thing to do. Now, I'm not sure that that's the strongest logic. I'll be honest with you, I can't tell you I'm terribly moved by that answer. But the next line he has really does work a lot more, and it was mentioned earlier. And that's the idea of Megillas Tanis. There was something called the Megillas Tanis, which was a sefer that was written a very long time ago, prior to the writing of the Mishnah. Right, for the longest time, all of Torah Sheba'al Peh, all of the oral law was oral. That's why it was called that. However, the only thing that was written down was Megillas Tanis. That there were certain days where great miracles happened, usually in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, on those days we wouldn't fast, on those days we don't eulogize, we don't say a hesped, etc. It's interesting, in the discussion as to why there is no Meseches Chanukah out there, one of the reasons that's offered, which is a pretty strong reason in my mind, is because it didn't need one. Chanukah was already discussed in Megillas Tanis. So later on, when you're going to write up about the Mishnayos, about the Baal Peh, that's the only thing that was covered already. That's why they never bothered to write a Masechta about it. This case of Megillas Tanis, when were these holidays instituted? They were instituted well after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nobody got up and said it was Baal Tosef. So the fact that Megillas Tainus existed seems to go against the Ramban. Because it seems that they were introducing holidays and it didn't bother anybody. So that's Rav Gorin's second proof, which is probably the stronger of the proofs. If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos discusses Megillas Tainus, and it says, Tanu Rabbanan, why did we bother writing it? Because it was written by Chanin ben Chizkiah and his helper. Why? Because he loves tzaras. What they enjoyed writing, said we were in trouble in these times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, etc., etc. So the Gemara answers kind of tongue in cheek. It says, if we wrote down every time the Jews were in Tsaris, we would never stop writing. So that is this idea that there's something called Megillas Tainus where we have these days. The problem is, that's what's written in Shabbos, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says that it's gone. But not only is it gone, that wouldn't bother me so much. But the Gemara ends up, the Gemara's in Machokas, Itmar, Rav, Rav Chanina, Ami, Batal Megillas Tainus, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Yomar, all Batal Megillas Tainus. The question is, does Megillas Tainus apply anymore nowadays? That's a Machokas, it's a long discussion. We talk about Hanukkah here, one of the rare times in Shas we talk about Hanukkah. And what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we hold that with the exception of Purim and Hanukkah, Megillas Tainus is gone, and we can't add anymore. Gemara says, not only did we get rid of all of the old Megillas Tainus, but we cannot nowadays make a new one. And that is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Look at number 9. Hilchasa batra Megillas Tainus v'chol hayamim maksuvim ba mutar lisanus behem v'kol shecheinus neim l'achreim. We follow that opinion that in fact Megillas Tainus is gone, and at this point we cannot add any more Yom Tovim. Now that's the problem, right? Okay, so let's say we say it's not Baal Tosef. And in fact, whatever reason, there are Rishonim that disagree with the Ramban. Rashi himself seems to disagree with the Ramban, right? Let's say, for whatever reason, we don't have a problem with that. Megillas Tainus, in fact, getting us out of the problem, saying, well, there was a point, but okay, it's not Baal Tosef. That's not a problem. We're not running afoul of that, but running afoul of this idea that as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, it would seem because of the overall sadness about where we are, that stops us from introducing holidays nowadays. So how do we deal with that? So interesting, the Maram al-Shakar has the following question. Number 10. Anshi Yirachas Heim. Maram al-Shakar lived in the 1600s. Rav Moshe al-Shakar, and that's about all I know about him. So, what? Al Shaka. Yeah. Okay. I imagine he was opposed to lying. I don't know.
Probably true.
I have reason to believe. Anshi Yerachas Heim Ubeis Dinam Tiknu Beineim Bacharomus Vaskomus Gedol Aleim Valzarim Valkor Abor Machreye Meata Vat Olam Rasos Es Yom Echadasar Yom Lechodesh Tevis Ki Yom Purim. There is a town where they said that the 11th day of Tevis will be treated for now and forever, for everybody in this town and everyone who lives in this town, their descendants, as a day that we celebrate like Purim. What happened on the 11th day? Kedei lefarsim nes echad gadol shenasa lahem ba'oso yom. We had the following miracle, and therefore, in honor of that, we're going to have this holiday. Question is, are you allowed to do this or not? Right? So that seems to be very similar to our question by Yom HaAtzmaut. Can you add, if a miracle happens to you, can you add a holiday? Tshuva vada yichom heim b'nei yilis hakim b'nei yim takonos olasos haskomos gedon liknos over aleyem. So in general, a city is allowed to make it whatever laws it wants. That's what the government can do. This is not an exception. V'chol shenei b'nidon shalano shetiknu takonosem heimu beis dinam v'ein ba hasom midas adin torah adarabah. Of course, for the sake of spreading the words of a miracle, it's very appropriate to make a holiday.
Did any of these authorities get into the discussion that Alex raised of how we define a holiday for this purpose? Is it just one where there's Nisr Malacha? Or is it just, you know, adding a day to the calendar and having certain observances but no Yisurim and Yisur?
So the only indication we get is they keep on comparing it to Purim.
Right.
Right. So again, when it says here that they want to make the day like Purim, I don't think they read a Megillah. I don't think they gave Shalach Manos. Right? They might have given Tzedakah. But you know, a day like Purim means a day that we are celebrating. They probably had a Seuda, I imagine, in celebration thereof. But that's the only impression you get. So the Maharam Al Ashkar says that Al Shakar says, in fact, that it's absolutely positively allowed, not a problem whatsoever. Interesting, the Mishnah Berura seems to support this, that you can add a holiday. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, little known comment, writes, I've never met anyone who does this. There are people who fast 3 days in honor of Tanis Esther. No?
Well, she did it, right?
Right. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirish Bahab Achar Purim. After Purim, they would fast the Monday, Thursday, Monday afterwards. Goes to that. So now he says, every community has a right to make a private Purim. If there's a miracle that happens, you have a right to make a Purim for yourself there. This sounds an awful lot like the Maharam Al Ashkar, Al Shakar. Right? He seems to be saying that thing. He seems to be passing this way, that there's no problem. And according to this, this would be fine. Right? If you are fine with adding a Purim, you can add a Yom HaTzmaut. That shouldn't be any different. Oh, good point. We'll get there. So that's it. You look at the Pri Chadash and the Torah quotes this tshuva and says, where did he get that from? You'll note that he didn't deal with any of the questions we had beforehand. We had a question about Tosef. We had a question about the Megillas Tainus. How do you just get off and saying it's fine? The time of the Milsa B'shul V'kayim Olam B'parakama the bottle Megillas Tainus the Rossi Rachanical Purim by Ifskila Halacha Kurim Yossi. The Bisman, Shabesa Migdash Kaim, Ashurim with Neas Shimcha Hirahem, Abis Mikhaim, Butam with Neshi Shahu Ivarahem. So he goes through the whole thing and he explains that, you know, we've got these problems, so how in the world does the Maharam Al Shakar come off in Paskin? So looking halfway down in that paragraph, but Kol Zer Afuki Bimasher Kasev Maharam Asher Kasev Bimem Teis Alhi Haskama Shetik Lulasos Purim Yom Yud Aleph Chodesh Teves. He says, what I'm saying is the exact opposite of what he's saying there. Don't be confused. I am disagreeing with him. Mide Shana B'Shana V'Kasev B'Sofa Tshuva V'Zel Shana Hilchach Afal Pishro Haya Nichtav Tanai Zer B'Haskama. So he says, even though he said clear that even that they agreed to this, and even if you move, you have to keep it. The bottom line is, yeah, but you can't make a takana that's against halacha. Yes, you could make laws, but the laws have to follow a certain rubric. So therefore, the Pri Chadash goes and writes and says that this is absolutely not acceptable. So basically, we have a machokas here. We have a machokas. On the one hand, you have the Maharam Al Shakar, which is saying that you can add holidays, as opposed to the Prach, who says that you can't.
Yeah,
you
said the Mishnah Berurah agrees with Rav Al Shakar.
Yes. So Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva about this. The tshuva is not exactly about this, but it's close enough. Let's say there's a great city that had a miracle. For example, Yom Purim Olam. What's he actually talking about? He's talking about Yom Yerushalayim. At least the community of Yerushalayim. If I lived in Yerushalayim, in the old city, and now all of a sudden, he quotes the Machlokes, and he writes that and he quotes both opinions. Then he offers the answer. So again, Hine Maram Al Shakar B'Tshuv Anishol Ulam Hapri Chodosh Hisig Al Maram. So Umar. So then he quotes the following opinion: Kosev Al Dasa Pri Chodosh. He said there's a difference between the two of them. He said, why isn't the Maram al-Ashakar bothered by the questions of Megillas Titus? Megillas Titus is only if you're going to make a holiday that's for the entire Klal Yisrael. The case that he's done it in one community. One community, that's not a big deal. That's not a violation of anything. And he quotes that from the Chidah as well. Now, according to that, what would that say about Yom Ha'atzmaut?
It's improper that Yom Yerushalayim is okay.
Well, why would Yom Yerushalayim be okay?
If it's only observed,
correct. As we sit here, according to this, if you tell me that the difference is that the reason that the Maharam says okay, but the Prof says no good. It depends on whether we're dealing with an entirety of the Klal Yisrael or not. So again, you could answer me tongue in cheek and saying, you know, that Baruch Hashem Satmer makes sure it's not everybody, so therefore we can do it. That's what they can do. But the bottom line is, if that's the answer we're going to go with, the answer that's been offered here, so it might answer your question, but you can end up saying that the Rabbanut is wrong. So again, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to be just saying, I'm paskening like the Maharam. He doesn't say it flat out, but it really sounds that way. And I'm against the Prach. Mishnah Berurah can say that. Neither does the Mishnah Berurah say that, but famously the Chasam Sofer says it as well. The Chasam Sofer, number 15, Yechon Tzibor Yachid Likvo Aleim Yotav Ha'atzmam Al Neishan Asalehem Hine Adover Noveh B'Tshuvat Maharam HaShakar. Prach quotes everyone else quotes. Bottom line is he says that he thinks that the problem, first he offers the answer that makes a difference of where it is, but at the end of the day, he says, in fact, it's absolutely appropriate. You're allowed to do that. Similarly, Rav Avadia Yosef, in that shuva writes, Sof davar kol nishma, Shetzibor or Yachid Shnasa Lehamnes Yachol Likvor Yom Mishter Lasimcha Lahodes Hashem Yisbarach Al Nisav Al Nefrosav Imanu Vanir Lefias Nightly Kasafti. The bottom line is we seem to be paskening against the Prach, and even though that there are strong opinions out there which are opposed to adding something to the calendar, the overwhelming majority follow the opinion that say it's okay. Now that there's a lot of good questions out there. That we never really answered a lot of the questions. Right? The question about what do you do with the fact that you have to be ghost house, you're not supposed to add anything. What do you do with the fact that the Ramban thinks it might be Baltosif? The bottom line is we don't seem to be passing that way, but I can't really give you a clear reason why. The reason might be as follows. Why Butler the Gilas Tainus? Right? Why aren't we celebrating that, they were trying to stop the Karbanos and the miracle happened and we were okay? Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. The overwhelming majority of the miracles that happened in Megillas Tainus are things related to the Beis HaMikdash, and to be saying, oh, how great it was, but no, it's not great because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays. Rabbi Shelter has a piece where he writes, where he says, so why is Hanukkah and why is Purim different? So Shelter has this idea, it's a fascinating article, it's available in English and in Hebrew, where he writes about the fact that Hanukkah and Purim really relate less to the second base of Mikdash and more to the third base of Mikdash. That they were actually the beginning of the process of the Geula. Now if you will accept that,
you could say the same about Yom HaTzmaut and Yom
Yerushalayim. You could obviously say the same thing about Yom HaTzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim.
Purim was the prelude to the second base of Mikdash.
Right, so the question is, what was the second Beis HaMikdash, the prelude to the third Beis HaMikdash? It's interesting. I don't deal with all the questions here. An interesting question which they put out there is, well, is this entering the list? I would think, of course, here we are. We are coming back to the land of Israel for the first time in all these years. We have recaptured it. That is deserved of a holiday, right? It would seem that no one would argue that. But the first time when Yahushua took conquered the 31 nations, do we have a holiday for that? Do we have a holiday for Ezra coming back?
I think it's a different concept, because not that they didn't suffer back then, but I think at least this is what my father always explained to me. Coming through the Holocaust, my grandfather, he felt that there was this feeling, the fact that he got through the Holocaust and he was able to see a state, see a rebuilding of his, I guess, of his people was so much to him that he
210 years in Mitzrayim wasn't a walk in the park either, my friend.
I'm not disagreeing, but I think it was a different generation. At that point, I think it was a longer period of time. I'm saying
what?
Then
it's not like we've lost the interest in it. Then they did it. Now I think what you're about to say maybe is part of the answer. Well, we do. So it's called Pesach. Pesach really covers that era. Yeah. And Ezra, why don't we celebrate Ezra? Because that was really such independence. Yes, we got to build the Beis HaMikdash, but right, we were not a sovereign nation at the time. So there are ways that one could argue it. But the bottom line is that in terms of the majority of the poskim, right, thought the Yom HaAtzmaut was a good idea. Right, even though it's not without questions, it's got some significant questions to it. And therefore, we should note the day. Now, what does noting the day mean in terms of halal, etc.? That we're going to have to go forward and continue afterwards. Yes?
Have we answered when you said that individual communities can, that it might be a conflict of Christ?
So we did. We said, according to that answer, you probably can't do Yom HaAtzmaut. If that is the answer, to say that really we like the Maharam and we really like the Prach, and they're really not arguing, they just have two different cases, then we don't have Yom HaAtzmaut. If we turn around and say, well, it's a machokes, and we paskin like this way, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and we don't go the other way. So that's that. So we paskin. So if you are someone who always follows the prach, then you should not have Yom HaAtzmaut, according to that. But if you don't always follow the prach, you follow the Mishnah Berurah more often, then it would be okay. So that's the introduction. So again, in terms of this, of course, applies to everything. Right, if this applies to Yom HaAtzmaut, this applies to Yom Yerushalayim. If you're gonna say from the get go that because of Megillas Titus, because I follow the Prach, etc., then none of these days are going to be able to fly. But it seems that there are significant opinions that do not follow that opinion, so we can go forward. All right.
Yeah.